This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Indian Embassy in Vietnam today informed that the mortal remains of the 15 Indian nationals who lost their lives in yesterday's boat capsize near Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam have been transported to Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. In a social media post, the embassy said that after the completion of necessary formalities there, the mortal remains will be transported to India at the earliest. It added that the embassy and the consulate general are closely coordinating with the Vietnamese authorities and assured all possible assistance to facilitate the early transportation of the mortal remains to India. India has condemned the attack on the commercial vessel GFS Galaxy off the coast of Oman today. The External Affairs Ministry informed in a statement that out of 11 Indian nationals on board, 10 have been rescued so far, while one Indian national is reportedly missing. It said the Indian Embassy in Oman is closely monitoring the situation and proactively coordinating with the Omani authorities in the ongoing search and rescue operation. India has thanked the Omani authorities for their support. New Delhi has expressed concern over the continuing incidents of attacks on commercial shipping in the region. It reiterated the call for immediate de-escalation of tensions and the conclusion of ongoing negotiations for a diplomatic solution so that peace and stability can return to the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 26th of this month. It will be the 136th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. The citizens can also give a missed call on 1922 and follow the link received in SMS to directly give their suggestions to the Prime Minister. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 24th of this month. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today asserted that it is the duty of every citizen to respect and uphold the great legacy of the nation's social reformers. Mr. Radhakrishnan was speaking after unveiling the statue of social reformer and freedom fighter Mannathu Padmanabhan and inaugurating the Mannam Smriti Mandapam at the Mannam International Centre in Dwarka, New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, the Vice President highlighted Mannathu Padmanabhan's lifelong commitment to social justice, equality, education and community service. The government has refuted a fake image circulating on social media claiming that ethanol-blended petrol can cause problems in a vehicle's fuel tank. The Press Information Bureau's fact-check unit has termed the claim as false. It said the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that E20 petrol supplied by oil marketing companies conforms to the standards prescribed by the Bureau of Indian Standards. The ministry said ethanol and petrol are completely miscible and do not separate or form layers when the fuel meets the prescribed standards. In Bangladesh, 44 people have died in floods and landslides across the country over the past week. Several casualties were caused by landslides, while most others either drowned or were washed away due to floods and overflowing rivers. Country's Disaster Management Ministry spokesman said around 267,000 families have been affected due to flood. Heavy overnight rainfall flooded parts of capital Dhaka, disrupting normal life as the Army, Navy and Air Force joined relief operations in 7 worst-hit districts along with local humanitarian agencies. In Wimbledon tennis, the 10th-seeded pair of China's Guo Hanyu and France's Kristina Mladenovic have clinched the women's doubles title. They defeated the second-seeded duo of Canada's Gabriela Dabrowski and Brazil's Luisa Stefani 6-3, 7-5 in the title clash, claiming their first-ever Grand Slam trophy as a pair. In men's singles final, Italy's world number one Jannik Sinner will face Germany's Alexander Zverev in the men's finals, singles final later this evening at 8:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.